Hi, welcome back. So I've been working for 5.5 years as a health coach for people with chronic fatigue syndrome, but also for similar conditions such as long COVID, adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia, etc. And in those 5.5 years, I learned a lot. And to be very honest, in the beginning, I didn't know a lot. I was just trying to help, and I wasn't efficient at all. I've noticed that a lot of the things that I was trying to do in the beginning were too theoretical. They were not practical at all. And maybe I was right, but maybe it just didn't help because healing in the end should be a practical experience and not a theoretical one. And a lot of the tools that are pretty mainstream, they just had a very low success rate. So they did work for some people, but not for the majority. And therefore, I had to ditch those things. And I started working for free in 2019. And I noticed that people were not really committed to doing the things that I was suggesting. And then I was working donation-based in 2020 to get some more commitment. But even then, I noticed that the things that I was doing, like it was too theoretical, and I should get a more practical experience. Because I wanted people to have a good experience on the spot, not something that would gradually improve, but I needed sort of like a good experience. And thank God I had a relapse in 2021. And that was right after my recovery story with Raylan Nagel. And in that relapse, I discovered how to have a release. And that means that the body does some shivering, shaking, crying, sweating, vomiting, burping, etc. And then after that, I was symptom free. So I had fatigue. I did the things that I already discovered with the clients from the donation-based program that I had, because I was actually drawing in a lot of people after the recovery story. And then I was symptom free. So that was the most empowering moment of my life. And I was like, yes, this is it. I think a few days later, I woke up with a crash. And I managed to have a release and to become symptom-free again within 10, 20 minutes. And I was like, yes, I'm going to do this. And I will do whatever I can to figure out how to duplicate and replicate this to clients. I'm going to discover this. Only a few weeks later, I had a coaching session with a man with chronic pain, chronic fatigue, and I figured that he was trying to avoid his own anger. So there's sort of like the divided mind. One part of the mind wants to heal, and the other part of the mind is in resistance. A book from Dr. John Sarno is also called The Divided Mind. So there's sort of an inner war going on. And then the limbic brain is protecting the body and you with symptoms towards that what you're not wanting to feel. So we have to find the underlying stressor. And I thought that his stressor was anger, just as the stressor that I was experiencing in these two examples of myself were fear. I could not really feel fear before that moment. And he could not really feel anger. So I tried to put him in contact with his anger. And so I asked the questions, aren't you angry because of? And then he was avoiding. He didn't want to answer. So I asked a few more times. And around the fifth time that I pointed him towards his anger, he started having severe symptoms. And he told me, I probably did too much yesterday. I think I should stop the session. But I was like, no. We're on the money and we're going to see this through. And we did some EMDR. EMDR is sort of like the completion of the fight response in this case, fight or flight, fight in the case of anger. So I let him in his mind fight someone. I don't remember anymore who it was. And after that, after the completion of the fight response, his symptoms disappeared. And that was the first time that I managed to do this with a client. But it took me a lot more effort to understand how everyone works. So in the years after that, I was completely obsessed with this process, and I wanted to know everything. So I started going deeper and deeper with clients and asking them the most painful questions, things that people want to avoid at all costs. Because it's not really about what clients are saying, it's about what they're not saying. We always want to sort of walk around and avoid certain things. But if we get in contact with these certain things, we notice that they have always been there. It was sort of like the fridge, an annoying fridge with a background noise in the background that is always there. But at a certain moment, you just don't notice it anymore. Or similar to the engine of a car, you notice it when you turn it off. And the same counts for the stressors in the unconscious mind. So after every coaching session that I had, we were discussing what I did wrong, what I could have improved, what could be the case that I couldn't release the underlying stressor, etc. And over the course of a few years, we developed new tools. At the same time, we already had the Alignment Recovery Program, and we improved that program a little bit. That program was donation-based. And I always thought that if I would make people heal, they would give me a donation. But it was very hard to work with people who are not committed, because it's easy to drop something when you are not paying for it. And the program that we're having is not like a brain training, feeling good program. It's really hard to discover the stressors in your unconscious mind and to connect with the most painful things that you can have inside of your body. So we needed to work only with dedicated people with the release program. And in the beginning, I still worked with people from outside of the program in one-on-one coaching sessions. But I had to stop that as well. Because even though sometimes I managed to let the clients experience a release and become symptom-free, oftentimes it would still not succeed because there can be so much resistance in the body that these clients would, for example, write negative comments about me, that it is not for them, or that I misdiagnosed them, for example. And there are a lot of reasons to not do this work because sometimes you just don't want to. It's painful. And everything that people are doing, like the coping mechanisms or trying to find a different treatment or even the symptoms or the reasons why you should not do it, it's all part of the same game. It's a resistance game. And we have to crack people up, crack people open to find exactly what is causing their current symptoms so that their symptoms amplify and then work on releasing it. But it's not always possible. Because sometimes the resistance is just too strong. And in those moments, or that's actually for almost everyone the case, we should work on preparation. So we prepare the body to dive in, we prepare the mind with gentle exposure towards certain stressors, such as extreme shame, extreme fear, extreme anger. And we have to let the clients have a good experience with that to make it safe. And after, let's say, 3 weeks of good experiences with these underlying stressors, it becomes much easier to dive in because we've sort of already bypassed a lot of the protection mechanisms. But the thing with releases is that there will always be an unconscious resistance to not go in. There's always a reason to not do it. And the biggest reason for the program to not work for people is that they don't do it. A lot of people also skip the preparation work. They want to go faster. They want to go immediately to the releases and then ask me, why doesn't it work? Then I have to go back and see where the resistance is. And usually it's always a step that they skipped in the program. And we've made the program because of the many hundreds of sessions that I had, where I could ask the most painful questions to clients, like questions you don't even ask your wife, your parents, your children, like the most painful questions to arrive at that, what they don't want to feel, and to confront the clients with the lies that they're telling themselves, because we're all good at telling lies to ourselves. And I've learned so much from it. I think this is the best school that I've ever had. Like, by talking with more than 1,000, I think it's like 1,200 clients about the things that they don't want to share, is I've learned so much about myself, and I see the entire humanity in a completely different way. So I'm really grateful for that. It's been quite the journey. And please like and subscribe. And I know we're controversial, because I know that almost no one is doing this. But it seems so obvious to me. Like, how could we miss this as a species? Especially once we know the mind-body theory from Dr. John Sarno. Like, it's the most empowering thing. And the rest doesn't really make sense. If there is an emotion in the unconscious mind, then why not release it? Yeah, it's difficult. Yes, exactly. It's very difficult. But yeah, this is what we do. And I think this is the most effective treatment. And we'll still work on improving. Of course, we always have to improve. We have to make things better. We have to rename certain things when the name is causing already a lot of resistance. Check it out. Check out the program. And I'll see you maybe in this video, because I also like this video very much. And have a beautiful day. Bye.